point.
The small patch of green outside Malostranská metro station in the center of Prague has been hosting a bizarre outdoor display this month. Besides a monument to Czech World War II resistance fighters that was installed there in 2006, two new temporary memorials have been added recently to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution. A wooden watchtower from a communist-era labor camp was raised there a couple of weeks ago, and this past Sunday saw the unveiling of a most bizarre sculpture. Onlookers applaud as a Prague-based student initiative unveils a larger-than-life coil of excrement, sitting pretty on a giant gift box complete with a red ribbon. It is to symbolize the present they have received from Czech officials for the 20th anniversary of the student protests that triggered the collapse of communism in Czechoslovakia.
This monument serves as the display of a result of our students' appeal, 1 year old, give us a present to the 20th birthday. We were here a year before, and we wanted from politicians a year to the 20th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution. And this was removing of four legislative absurdities of the Czech legislative system.
Silvia Mitlenerová from the Inventura Demokracie, or Democracy Checkup, student initiative points at the giant and disconcertingly realistic monument as if to say, look what they gave us. A year ago, on International Students' Day, which is also the anniversary of the Velvet Revolution, the Democracy Checkup initiative approached Czech officials with a list of four objections.
These were the MP's immunity, the way of voting members of public media councils, unregulated lobbying, and the so-called wild riders, the legislative attachments which have nothing in common with the original law. And as we see, we haven't got anything. Even one of the four absurdities hasn't been removed until the 17th of November. So we made this monument to show how it works in our politics.
Over the course of the year, members of the student initiative met with a number of Czech legislators to discuss their demands. They recorded the meetings on camera and have now released them on DVD. Philosophy student Jiří Boudal was among those who talked to the lawmakers. Now 23 years old, he was just a small child at the time of the Velvet Revolution and has no memories of it. Even still, he believes today's students are in a way continuing in the efforts of their predecessors 20 years ago.
We think that the revolution was only the first step, let's say. And there are a lot of things that have to be, we have to go on to push the freedom, because the politicians even today are trying to say what they want to media, what they want the media to say. And so we think we are continuing.
Silvia Mitlenerová agrees today's student activists feel like the successors of the students from two decades ago.
We appreciate we can even do this, we can even organize protests and marches and such things, and we can study what we like and travel abroad and such things. But I think we should not even celebrate these advantages, but also still repair the mistakes of our Czech democracy.
And in Jiří Boudal's opinion, there are a lot of things the generation of today's students don't like about contemporary Czech society.
There are a lot of things. I think that the most important thing that there are the new democratic institutions, but the democratical thinking is not there. So in our, like, citizens, we are not very used to democracy. We are not able to enter in the public area to control the politicians and the powerful people. that is a big problem. But it has there are some concrete or particular small problems, like the fourth we have been trying to change the last year, and that are the problem of the public media and the power of politicians and the public media, and then some transparency of politics, like the regulation of lobbying is missing here, and so a lot of concrete problems.
When the new Czech democracy was emerging 20 years ago, many people thought the children being born around that time would be the first truly free citizens of this country. The toddlers of 1989, who don't have any memories whatsoever of living in a totalitarian state, have since grown up. But does Jiří Bouda think his generation is very different from the previous generations in this country?
I don't think we are so different as the older generation think, because we travel a lot, but still we are that we have inherited a lot of the characteristics, a lot of the ways of living from our parents, from normalization era and so, and we are passive quite a lot. We don't know how to cross the private space or private area, and I think we should be more distinct from our parents, but we are not so.
The unveiling of the symbolic pile of excrement on Sunday has not been the only event the student activists have in store for this month. The Democracy Checkup Initiative, founded in order to mark the 20th anniversary of democracy by reflecting its shortcomings, has a busy schedule in November. Silvia Mitlenerová.
From now on, until 17th of November, there will be so-called days of inventory. Every day there will be a happening or a conference or a protest or another public event. And on the 17th of November, we'll meet at the Václav Square at 6:30 in the evening, and we will celebrate the 17th of November, and I would like to invite all people that who hear me.
Having failed to push through their demands this time, are Democracy Checkup going to give up?
During the past year, we have met the limits of student initiative, and actually we are not going to continue in this initiative. We have to catch our students, but certainly then we will be active in Czech public life and in Czech civic society, because we know it's necessary, it's very necessary.
And as Sylvia says, first of all, it's very necessary to stress the significance of November the 17th, as many young Czechs today don't even know why that day is being celebrated as a national holiday.